We rise. Grace and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have salvation and in whom we live. Amen. We turn to the last in our series of readings from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. This is the word of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Speak, O Lord, we are listening. Amen. It is the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. Or so goes the song. What about you? Do you feel fine? Career going well, house paid off, investments secure, insurance in place. Do you feel fine? Or do you feel more like Chicken Little? The sky is falling, the sky is falling. We turn on the news and everything's falling apart. And we think it's time to shut our doors, board up our windows, lock ourselves in and hide. It is the end of the world as we know it. But the question is, how should we be feeling? The day of the Lord is an unexpected, expected, life-changing event intended to sober us up. It is an expected event. The scriptures have foretold it, that the Lord is coming, clearly. But it's also unexpected. It comes as a thief in the night. The intent is to sober us up, to wake us up. The day of the Lord is the unexpected, expected event which is intended to sober us up. Whether we experience a glimpse of it here or there in the news in our lives, typhoon, tragedy, terrorists, each one of these events are a glimpse into the day of the Lord, intended to sober us up. But we're not talking about alcohol here. We're talking about a well-balanced spiritual outlook. Egbert Schaller put it well when he said, Professor Egbert Schaller said, the Holy Spirit employs this idea of soberness to call Christians to be free from every form of mental or spiritual drunkenness, from excess, inordinate passions, rashness, confusion, and always to be well-balanced, self-controlled. As the end draws near, we find this need to be well-balanced. While some are on this side, perfectly at ease with how everything's going, we're well balanced. While others are on the other side and they're afraid, they're fearful, they're running and hiding, we're well balanced. And so today, Sons of light, take a sober look. Not falsely at ease, not overtly afraid, but sober, watchful, and well-armed. Take a sober look. So what do we see? We see the end of the world as we know it, but how should we feel? They were feeling quite fine, in fact, in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, they were feeling okay with the way things were going. They said peace and safety. The world had walked to the same beat. A united world, a common cause. And what was going to hold them back from accomplishing world peace? From securing perfect safety and overcoming all the odds? They were united, except for one family. There was one family that was different. There was one family that walked to a beat of a different drummer. Noah's family. They weren't okay with the way things were going. They didn't feel fine. And neither did the Lord. And so the Lord said to them, "The end of all flesh has come before me, because the earth is filled with violence. And behold, I will destroy the earth with a flood." It was the day of the Lord. An expected, unexpected event intended to sober us up, intended to wake them up. They had warning, but they said peace and safety. As they could see it, they were at peace. They were at ease with the way things were. They were like the people in Zephaniah's day that we read just earlier in our service. As the Lord said, they are settled in complacency. They say in their heart, "The Lord will not do good. The Lord will not do evil." Peace and safety. You see, what characterizes the last days is not just immorality. We could look on the news and say, "Oh, it's the end of the world." We could look in the world around us. But immorality has always been going on. The world has always been evil in the days of Noah or today. What characterizes the last days, what characterizes the days of Noah, was everything was normal. Jesus spoke of it in Matthew 24. "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be." What characterizes the last days are the fact that things keep going on as normal. They eat and drink, they get married, they celebrate. Career, house paid off, insurance in place, peace and safety, but they've forgotten about God. They've forgotten about the Lord. They've forgotten about repentance. They've forgotten about the fact that Jesus is coming back. So, sons of light, take a sober look. It is the end of the world as we know it, and we shouldn't be fine with that. But should we go the other direction? Maybe we're not so at ease. Instead, we're more like Chicken Little, running around with our head cut off, saying, "The sky is falling, the sky is falling." So we're so afraid to leave our houses. We want to lock up the doors, board the windows, and hide. You turn on the news and you want to hide. You want to hide your kids from this world. Maybe you read the headline last week. Mother's instinct may have saved her daughter from kidnapping. It was the story of a mother who woke up in the middle of the night to footsteps. It was 4:30 a.m. and they were fast asleep when she heard the footsteps and some talking, and she heard her 5-year-old daughter talking. But the footsteps weren't hers, and the footsteps weren't her husband. Somebody was in the house. Somebody had taken her daughter. And she woke up her husband, who rushed out to confront the kidnapper in the yard. He managed to get the daughter back, and that very disturbed kidnapper ran, and he went and hid in a house nearby where the police later caught up with him. Something had woken her up. Among the most powerful emotions that influence parents, I think we could say, is fear. Fear of what could happen to our children. Violence or sickness. You might think it's time to board up your windows, lock your doors, and keep your kids inside from it all. I was hearing on the news that schools in America are doing lockdown drills as much as they used to do fire drills. It's becoming commonplace. The fears. We take all the precautions to keep our children safe. Our concerns begin to build into fears of what could happen. And unlike the sense of ease, now we are afraid. Afraid of what could happen. Fear, concern, control. We try to control everything. Thinking if we do enough, we can prevent anything bad from ever happening to us or our families. But sons of light, today we take a sober look. The sky is falling, yes, but we have shelter for ourselves and for our children. Just look around. Can you really control everything in your lives? Can you really control all the factors to keep yourself or someone else safe? From getting hurt, from pain, from being scared? Is putting another lock on the door? Is buying another gun going to be the solution? The truth is, we'll never find safety and shelter in ourselves. We'll never be able to fully control the situations we're in to make sure our daughter is always safe. But we should be armed. Take a sober look with me. Because it's the end of the world as we know it, the sky is falling, but it's not a time to eat or drink or celebrate, and it's not a time for lockdown. It's a time to be well balanced. It's not a time to be at ease. It's not a time to be afraid. It's a time to be well balanced, watchful, and well armed. A sober look is a well balanced attitude. It's an outlook which is sensitive to the will of the Lord, which is aware of the needs of the people around you, which is watchful, anticipating our Lord coming back at any moment, and which is armed with the goods that God has given us. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. Take a sober look. That day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. Any day, we could die. But you are sons of light. That means the light of Christ has dawned all around you, and you can see. You can see that the Lord is lifted up. The Lord is lifted up into the darkness of our sins and the evil of this world. The darkness of our carousing, our carelessness, our catastrophes have fallen on him. The darkness of our concerns, our controlling, our cover-ups have fallen upon him. The darkness of a sky stained with our sins has fallen upon Jesus, and the day of the Lord, with all its destruction, the end of the world as we know it has come to God's own Son and fallen on him. we see him lifted up, a sinner. All sinners. As sin itself, Jesus is lifted up on the cross. But being lifted up comes another light. A light which shines in the darkness. He is lifted up again in the light of salvation, so that God brings us a new day. He is lifted up on high. He's raised from death. He's raised from darkness, so that he's seated above all the evil, all the sins of all the world. He has obtained victory and is shining a light for you to see. We are not of the night. We are not of darkness. You are sons of light. You're not swaying to the extremes of one media's view of things or the other media's view of things. You're right in a well-balanced position in the word of the Lord. You're not feeling fine about the day of destruction, but rather are in repentance. You're not being afraid of the final day, but rather you live in hope. You're not running around like a chicken with his head cut off, but you're well-balanced, you're watchful, and you're armed. As Peter says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. Don't hide in the darkness of your homes or your lives. On lockdown, arming yourselves against all odds. Rather, we are the good stewards, given those talents, those treasures, to put to good use. We open our windows, we unlock the doors, and we stand armed in the light of Christ, out into the world, armed with the breastplate of faith and love. Armed with faith, knowing that we can trust God will always take care of us and he'll work every evil for our good. Armed with love, knowing we go out into a dark world in need of our service, in need of someone who will sacrifice their needs for the needs of someone else. We are armed with a helmet, the hope of salvation. And we venture out into a world in need of someone who brings hope, who brings that saving message of who Jesus is into a world that is dying. Sons of light, take a sober look and find that well-balanced place where God would have you. So what do you think made that mother wake up that night? Was it divine intervention? Was it a mother's intuition? What made her wake up? Something woke her up, and even she wasn't sure what it was, but it saved her daughter. The day of the Lord is the expected, unexpected, life-changing event which is intended to sober us up. The Lord sobers us up. He has heard the footsteps. He has heard the murmurs of Satan in our hallways. He has heard the footsteps of death trying to break into a world that's slumbering and sleeping and trying to snatch you away from his grasp. But he has woken up with an intuition he calls love. He has woken up and rushed to your rescue, to save you from what would destroy you. For he has appointed you not to obtain wrath, but to obtain salvation. And he awakens you now to an endless life. It is the end of the world as we know it. But in Christ, in a way, we can feel fine. For the Lord says, I am your shelter. I do not sleep. I watch over you and your children day and night. I have chosen you not to be obtaining my wrath, but to have my salvation. I have chosen you to be saved, so that whether you live or die, you live with me. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. And remember that the end of this world only means the beginning of the world I have prepared for you. Amen.